好，那这个18章哈，我们接下来进入第19章。
Now we're going to go to chapter 19.
在西乃山这个地方，以色列百姓停留10个多月，将近一年呢。
The Israelites stayed at Mount Sinai for about a year.
好，那这是它的段落，因为这一章很重要哈。
This chapter is very important.
他们现在这个旅程来到了西乃的旷野。
So they were in the wilderness of Sinai.
第1节特别说满了3个月的那一天。
On the third month.
third month 哈，英文就是 third month，第三个月嘛哈。
In the third month.
好，那所以另外一个版本，他们英文的用的版本跟中文现在用的版本抄本的哈，抄本不太一样，但是一般来说哈，这是在第三个月的时候，他们就来到了第三个月，那就是第一个月15号，他们离开埃及嘛哈，第二个月然后第三个月嘛啊，所以其实在1个多月还不到2个月了哈。
So they left Egypt on the 15th of the first month. So the beginning of the third month was no more than a little more than 2 months after they had left Egypt.
好，那到了西乃山之后，在这里一扎营下来，现在神就要跟他们宣告这个西乃山之约了。
And they camped in the wilderness there, and this is where the Lord was going to make a covenant with them.
然后在这里，神当着众百姓的眼前，他们都听到了这些，听到了神的话语的，神让摩西当做中保。
And it is also here that the Lord says directly to the people that you are going to be a special treasure to me.
最后没有，最后那个百姓他们也承认说，现在神如果要说什么哈，透过摩西讲就好，
Oh,
不用
sorry, that.
神不用跟我们讲，太可怕了。
Oh, it was here that the Israelites acknowledged that all the words of God can be said through Moses and not directly to them because it was too frightening for them.
所以最后是百姓要求摩西，你当我们的这个代言人。
And so it was the Israelites who requested for Moses to be their the middleman.
好，那接下去在这一章看到神降临的那个情景。
And then we also see the scenery when the Lord came down on Mount Sinai.
然后神是怎么样再三的叫摩西说：“你下山去吩咐百姓，千万不能够跨越这个界限。
And how God told Moses that you need to, God told Moses to tell the Israelites that you cannot cross the
”
boundaries.
因为你如果一跨越界限，你就死了。
Because if you go up to the mountain, you will die.
神哦，真的是很了解百姓的，比摩西还了解嘛。
God knew the Israelites better than Moses did.
好，那这个段落现在先清楚之后，我们接下来休息一下西安的要吃午餐我们吃完午餐之后再来继续。
We're going to take a break. Those who want to take lunch can take lunch, and then we'll come back after.
奉主耶稣圣名，继续学习出埃及记。
Jesus Christ, we continue to learn about Exodus.
上一节已经把这些大纲看过。
We looked over the outline last session.
19章第1节是说他们在第三个月的开始的时候来到了西乃旷野。
And verse 1 it says, In the beginning of the third month, they came to the wilderness of Sinai.
出埃及那一天是1月15号。
They left Egypt on the 15th of the first month.
那到了逊的旷野，就是2月15号的时候。
And they came to the wilderness of Sin on the 15th of the second month.
就是在那里神降玛纳给他们，而且定了安息日。
Was there where the Lord gave them the Sabbath and manna?
好，那现在从第17章是在利非定的地方安营的。
Verse 17 talks about how they were in Rephidim.
他们从逊的旷野到利非定嘛，哈。
They came from the wilderness of Sin to Rephidim.
其实中间又停留2站的。
And between there, they had two places where they had stopped as well.
然后现在从利非定来到了西乃旷野了。
And now from Rephidim, they have come to the wilderness of Sinai.
那从如果是这样子看来，一共他们差不多有十五天的旅程。
So if we look at this, there was about a 15-day journey.
好，那所以三月初一号他们来到了西乃旷野，这个就是本来他们要离开埃及的时候，他们所说的就是要来到这个旷野的地方哈，来敬拜神的。
When they left Egypt, their purpose was to go to the wilderness to worship God.
那时候，摩西跟法老是说，我们要走三天的路程啊，到神所指示我们的地方去，在那里我们要献祭给神，要敬拜他。
Moses had originally told Pharaoh that they were going to take a 3 days journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to God.
所以如果说一个人这样子走，其实从西乃这样子，不是从埃及离开埃及这样走，走到这样，其实不要很远。
Actually, from Egypt to Mount Sinai is not a very long distance.
那其实 Sinai 的意思就是多次的，很多荆棘啊，很多很多，就是啊，你会很不舒服啦，到那个地方，到处都会被刺到。
Meaning of Sinai is many thorns, so it's not a very comfortable place to be. You could be pricked by many thorns.
在这个地方，神跟他的百姓显现。
But it is here where the Lord appeared to his people.
然后在这里，神要颁布一个祝福的约给他们。
And it is here that he would establish a covenant of blessing with his people.
在这个很多次的地方，其实他们要更经历到什么叫做神的保守。
In a place of many thorns, they would understand even better what it was the protection of God.
这个在人间看起来是非常不愉快的所在地。
In man's eyes, this is a place that is not very happy.
但是对以色列百姓来说，这是他们人生新的开始，也是蒙福的关键。
For the Israelites, this was their new beginning. It was where they would start to be blessed.
因为在这里神要给他们一个这个至尊的律法，神的诫命。
Because it was here that the Lord would give them his statutes and commandments.
第九十九章第三节。
Chapter 19, verse 6,
3. 第三节，神到摩西到神那里，神从山上呼唤他。
Moses went up to God, and God called him from the mountain.
所以神先在西乃山上，其实已经在那边等他们，然后在山上叫摩西，摩西就到神那里去。
So God was already waiting on Mount Sinai, so he called out to Moses, and Moses went to him.
然后跟他说，你要这样告诉雅各家小谕以色列人。
Thus you shall say to all the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel.
所以现在神要讲的话，透过摩西讲。
Now the words of God are going to be spoken through Moses.
其实一直以来神都是这样做的。
God always did things this way.
但是只是在这个地方，神特别要让所有的以色列人知道，摩西是真的是神所拣选的宗保，而且他们以色列百姓也要自己甘愿说，以后我们就是听摩西的话。
But it is here that God wanted the people to know that Moses was the mouthpiece, and wanted the Israelites to acknowledge and accept that he would be the mouthpiece.
好，因为在二十章的地方，我们还看到了。
And we see in verse 20, chapter 20.
好，那现在神要摩西告诉以色列百姓的话是什么？
Now, what were the words that God wanted Moses to say to the Israelites?
就是第四节说的。
In verse 4.
我向埃及人所行的事情，你们都看见了。这是第一代的这个以色列人，他们亲眼见证了十个神迹，所有的作为都是那么活生生的在眼前的。
You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. This was the first generation of the Israelites. They saw the 10 plagues with their own eyes.
然后神特别说，他像老鹰像鹰，然后把他们背在翅膀上带出埃及来。
How I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you out of Egypt to myself.
然后再来归我，所以这个是最后这些人是归给神的。他们要能够承认到这一点，他们是属神，因为生命是神给他们的，重新得到的。
In the end, they were brought to God himself, so they needed to acknowledge that they belonged to God.
那其实这个就是神的作为，他的爱，他这个大能的膀臂，他 他怎么样啊、让所有的人都看见，而且法老他就是没有办法去跟神对抗的了。
This is God's love. This is His power, His great power that Pharaoh was not able to stand against.
好，那现在看一下《生命记》三十二章这句话。
Let's look at Deuteronomy 32.
生命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy 32.
这是到旷野旅程要结束的时候，神要摩西写的歌。
This was the song that God wanted Moses to write before he passed away.
那旷野旅程开始的歌就是在红海旁边那一首颂歌，然后要结束的时候有一首歌啊，这个就是要做见证的歌。
After they crossed the Red Sea, he also wrote a song, and the song was a testimony to God.
啊，这那一首歌是开头。
This was the beginning. That song was the beginning.
好，那到《生命记》三十二章，已经四十年过了，旷野要结束了。最后神要摩西再写一篇歌，这篇歌才是做见证的歌。
Sorry. So at the end in Deuteronomy 32, God wanted Moses to write a last song, and that song would be the testimony to God.
好，那这个做见证就是要见证以色列百姓，他们是何等的悖逆哈。那而且以后哈，他们还会这样子啊，惹神发怒，最后他们会遭遇。这个约上面所说的这些结局。
And this testimony was about the rebelliousness of the Israelites and the punishment they received, which was a result of them not keeping the covenant.
那这首歌，这个三十二章这首歌就述说神是怎么把他们带出埃及来的。这个历史再讲一次了，简单的讲。
In Deuteronomy 32, the song once again, very simply.Recounts how the Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt, the history.
第十一节特别说
Verse 11.
神向鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两次三展，接取雏鹰，背在两翼之上。
As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings.
那表示说，其实是神搅动整个埃及地，让以色列人他们真的没有办法在埃及住下去了。
It was God that stirred up the land of Egypt so that the Israelites would no longer be able to stay there.
真的，如果不是神出手啊，以色列百姓他们甘愿在埃及做奴隶，他们也不想走。
If it wasn't God who stretched out His hand, then the Israelites would not want to leave Egypt willingly.
啊，这个就像那个老鹰母鹰在训练那个雏鹰哈。他如果不给他把那个推下去、啊、推到那个推下窝、啊、那个雏鹰一直都在那边等着吃嘛，他不会成长的。
Just like a mother eagle stirs up its nest, if he doesn't push them out of the nest, then they'll stay there just waiting for food.
所以十的在埃及十个灾、啊、一个比一个越来越严重。那以色列百姓、啊、真的觉得说这个地方住不下去了，而且神也让埃及人一定要把以色列人把他赶走了。
And so the ten plagues caused the Israelites to drive caused the Egyptians to drive the Israelites out of Egypt, so the Israelites would not be able to stay there any longer.
啊，因为这个地方已经不是他们的家了。
It was no longer their home.
啊，好，所以这个就是神的作为。
These are the works of God.
啊，那他们其实是被神用的翅膀把它带出来的。
It was carried on eagle's wings out of Egypt.
然后神在西乃山下啊，这样子宣告。
Lord proclaimed at the bottom of Mount Sinai.
第五节。
In verse 5.
你们若是再听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民当中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Now therefore, if you will keep, indeed my, obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me among all people, for all the earth is mine.
第六
Verse 6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And you shall be a kingdom to me of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
所以第四节、五节、六节，这都是神特别要摩西告诉百姓的。
Verse 4, 5, and 6 are all the words that the Lord especially wanted Moses to say to the Israelites.
所以神要让选民他们很清楚地知道是神拯救他们，而且 用人想不到的方法，让他们现在可以有一个新的生活了。
God wanted his people to know deeply that he was the one who brought them out.
以前他们是奴隶，但是他们现在是属神的人。
In the past, they were slaves, and now they belong to God.
现在神应许给他们三个福气。
And God gave them three blessings.
第一个，这个有一个约，这个约叫做你成为我的子民，那在外面当中你是属我的人。
The first was that they was this covenant that you shall be a people to me above all people.
那这个就是约里面的这个他们的身份，神让他们变得高贵了，很不一样了。
God made them very valuable, different from other people.
那他的这个祝福哈、啊，跟咒诅，他这个就是第五节一开始讲的说，你如果遵守我的约。啊，你如果听我的话，啊，这个约的内容后面就会看得到越来越清楚。神这个时候先宣告了这他的要求。
And in verse 5, it tells us, he says, Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you will receive this.
然后，所以遵守他的话，你就才是他的民了哈。
So only if you obey his words are you his people.
然后，你这一群人所组成的这个国度。成为祭司的国度。
And then this group of people will become a kingdom of priests to him.
然后你们成为圣洁的国民。
And a holy nation.
好，那这个圣洁的国民，国民这个 nation 其实是一个国度嘛，也是一个国家。
Nation is a country.
好，那等一下我们会看那个这些神所说的这个约里面的内容，其实都很重要的。
We're going to look later at the contents of the covenant.
所以在西乃山这个地方所宣告的西乃之约哈，它这里面就是你成为子民，然后你要成为一个祭司的国度，然后这群人要成为圣洁，被分别出来的，跟万民都不同的。
Now this covenant is that you will be a special treasure to me above all people, your kingdom a priest and a holy nation.
好，那这个做属神的子民啊，这个字哈。
So to be a special, to be a people of God.
啊，这个指明这个 people 哈，那个就是说你们就是一个特别的，treasure 嘛哈，而且是在万民之上的啊，所以这里的这个指明本身啊，其实是产业，神所认为很宝贵的财宝。
To be a special treasure to God is to be an inheritance.
啊，如果用第一堆码去查，你这个子民本身就是很罕见的。那这个地方基本上所讲的、啊、都跟这个王的所拥有的，或者是这个神所拥有的有关系。
So all these words here have to do with what a king has or what God has.
好，所以这里的子民你就看到说，它不是一般我们讲到那个人民的这个 people。这样一个民族而已啊，这个意思其实更深入的。
And so this people here, this nation here, is not just simply a people. There's a deeper meaning.
那这些经文啊，我们都可以自己看的、啊、哈。
We can read the verses listed here ourselves.
特别的，这个子民是特别的，在生命记第七章第六节。
That I'll talk about that. These are special people. This is in Deuteronomy chapter
7.
7 verse 6.
好，这个就是被提出来，万民当中啊，他就被挑出来，在众万民以上啊。
They were picked out of many people, so they're above all people.
好，这个叫做属神的子民，要搞清楚。
So they belong to God, the people belong to God.
那什么叫祭司的国度？
So what does it mean to be a priest, a nation of priests?
这个国度本身就是一个主权，是个统治的，它是一个我们现在讲一个国度，他讲的意思实际上是比这个国家更广阔的。
Or a kingdom of priests. This is actually a has a deeper meaning than just being a nation.
这个就一个统治权、啊、那你那个被统治的人本身都是承认 recognize 说我有一个王，就像现在有一些我们地上国度也有一些这样的一个联盟嘛，我们都共同遵守哪一个人叫做我们的领导者嘛。
It is a group of people who have been recognized as part of a kingdom.
好，那所以这个可以是王位，可以是国度， 那可以是统治。
So whether it is a nation or a kingdom.
Or authority.
Or an authority.
这个就是现在祭司的国度，表示说，在这一群人当中，他们现在被规范的是属神的，而且是按照神的方式来敬拜神的。
Now this kingdom.
规范的。
Now this kingdom of priests belongs to God.
而且这位神是他们的王，也是他们的 provider， 就是一切都是由他来的。
And God is their king, their provider. Everything comes from him.
好，所以这个祭司的国度，我们要一定要想清楚哈，因为这个跟新约时代主耶稣所拣选我们，我们现在每一个人在他眼中的那个角色有关系的。
So today, we need to understand this kingdom of priests, but plays an important role in our faith.
那个圣洁的国民呢？
And a holy nation.
那个nation就知道是一个国家了嘛，哈。
So this nation is a country.
其实这个nation它的字根就是希伯来文的那个字根来自于这个身体。
And in Hebrew, this nation means body.
那所以像那个埃及国一个国，那现在以色列百姓这一群人现在组成一个国度，那个国民，那这个国家，那虽然他们那时候他们什么都没有，也没有土地啊。
So Egypt was a country that they lived in, but now God was calling the Israelites a nation. So they, even though they had nothing, they were also a country.
对不对？他们当时候也没有说我们去立谁做一个王嘛，也没有啊。
They hadn't, you know, said, oh, we're going to have a king for ourselves.
其实神是他们的王。
Because God was their king.
好，那所以这里的圣洁的就是被分别出来的。
And so they are holy because they are separated out.
那当然在原希伯来文里面很多很多字，这个国度，这个国民很多了哈。There
are many words in Hebrew for nation.
那我们现在要了解的就是，当初神应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的，其实就是要成立一个国度。这个国度不只是地面上的，其实是更广阔的属灵的，而且从地上延伸到天上去的。
Now, when God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that they would be a nation as well, it wasn't just a physical nation, but also it was broader than that.
那当时候神这样告诉亚伯拉罕的时候，他相信了。And
when God told Abraham this, he believed.
虽然他那时候他连一块土地都没有，甚至到最后他也只有一块坟地可以埋葬死人而已。Even
though he didn't have any plot of land except for that one plot that he bought to bury the dead.
可是，希伯来书。 作者特别强调说，亚伯拉罕他其实已经看到天上的一个城，神所赐给他这个产业的。But
Hebrews tells us, the book of Hebrews tells us that Abraham had already seen the heavenly kingdom, or heavenly city that God had prepared for him.
因为他相信神的话。Because
he believed in the words of God.
也因此这样，所以他被称为义。And
it's because of this he is called righteous.
虽然从物质看好像什么都没有，但他其实什么都有了。Even
though physically it seems like he had nothing, but he had everything.
好，这个就是这个约里面神告诉百姓，你们是属我的子民，你们是祭司的国度，你们是圣洁的国民。And
this is the covenant of God that you shall be, you are my people, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
好，那接下去，现在神要摩西做一件事。Next,
God wanted Moses to do something.
第7节。Verse
7.
摩西召了民间长老来，把神所说的话，愤怒他的话。 都在他们面前陈明。Moses
came and called for the elders of the people and laid before them all the words that God had commanded him.
Lay before their face, 嘛，哈，lay before， 其实把它放置放在他们面前的。He
laid the words before them.
所以这个就好像我们现在想当初那个西西家王哈，他不是被亚述王威胁吗？ 那亚述王特别写了一封信，要他投降的，然后亵渎神的这些信息呢，西西家王看完之后，就把它带到圣殿里面去，把它摆在神面前，读给神听。It's like
when in the time of Hezekiah, when the king of Persia sent a letter that was blaspheming against the name of God, he spread the letter in the presence of the Lord.
好，这个就是称名给神的啊，读大声给神听，说神啊，这个就是他讲的，你都听到了哈。
This is presenting those words to God, saying to God, these are the words that they've said. Have you heard it?
那现在摩西把神的话传明给这个长老们。
Now Moses laid before the elders the words of God.
好，那第八节就是百姓的反应。And
verse 8 is the reaction of the people.
他们同声说，神所说的我们都要遵行。They
answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken we will do.
意思就是说，那当然了，神说了我们就应该做嘛，那个，但时候他们都没有什么疑惑，就是应该的。Of
course, they didn't have any doubt that what God has spoken they're going to do.
那大家都同心同心合意，就是很齐心的，没有一个不同的想法的，每个人都同意。They
needed to all agree and be in one heart and mind.
好，那摩西就把百姓的话又回复给神去了。
And then Moses brought the words of the people back to the Lord.
那这个就是摩西的角色，传话的。
This is the role of Moses, passing the words back and forth.
好，然后第九节，那神就对摩西说：“我要在密云当中临到你那里，叫百姓在我跟你说话的时候可以听见，那么他们也就可以永远信你了。”
The Lord says to Moses, "Behold, I come before you in a thick cloud, and people may hear when I speak to you and believe you forever."
那神自己说，他要在密云当中，就是黑云哈笼罩那个很厚的云层里面哈，这个时候神他要出声音讲话了。God
says specifically that I'm going to come in a thick dark cloud.
好啊，那这个所以这个云哈密云很黑暗的黑的哦，那个云哈是整个把这个你说那个天空的视野把它遮盖的，所以在那个。
Now, the thick cloud would be dark and cover the entire sky. So, if you're seeing this, then you would feel very frightened.
就好像如果白天现在突然昏天暗地整个黑云笼罩，你就知道说什么事情要发生了，你会很警醒的。
It's just like if it's daylight right now, and then all of a sudden there's a huge dark cloud that covers the entire sky, you would be very alert and wonder what's happening.
这就是神准备要降临的时候，先通知了百姓。
So before the Lord came down, he alerted the Israelites.
好，那第九节，verse 9。于是最后那个，哎，摩西就把神的话，百姓的话，奏报给神了哈。
So Moses told the words of the people to the Lord.
好，那接下去第十节，神又对摩西说。In
verse 10, the Lord again says to Moses,
你往百姓那里去，叫他们今天、明天要自洁，要叫他们洗衣服。
Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow and let them wash their clothes.
好，所以现在神的要求，百姓他们的反应都透过摩西来传达，这个就是今天中保很重要的，这是我们今天要学习的角色。So
Moses as a mediator is also a role that we need to learn to play.
就好像我们今天要代祷，为弟兄姐妹祷告，为教会祷告一样。
And so today we also need to intercede for brothers and sisters, intercede for the church.
那现在神自己说，今天、明天、第三天，他要百姓就要预备好。
And so the Lord tells Moses, tell the Israelites that they need to prepare themselves for the third day.
那神要在百姓面前亲自的降临说话。
Because the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people.
这个时间是神定好的。
And this was the time the Lord had set.
神说要做什么，你就要做什么。The
Lord said, you have to do this, you got to do it.
那现在神要百姓做这准备，就是第十节说的。And
the Lord wanted the Israelites to prepare themselves in verse 10.
今天、明天你要自洁。Today
and tomorrow, consecrate yourselves.
那表示两天的时间你要沐浴洗身，身体要保持干净。It
means for 2 days, they needed to cleanse themselves and maintain their cleanliness.
那么那时候要洗澡，跟我们现在洗澡不一样嘛哈。
So washing or bathing at the time is different from today.
我们今天你说洗澡很简单啊，这水龙头一开就有。
It's really easy to bathe today. Just turn on the faucet and you can start.
但是那个时候在旷野的时代，你看他们要去取水，然后又是在野外的帐篷，要洗身真的要时间呢。
But for them, they were in a wilderness. They needed to get water, and they were in tents, so they needed to bathe them outside of the tent.
那在旷野的旅程里面是很热啊， 要会流汗，那身体会发臭。
And the wilderness was very hot, so they would sweat and they would smell.
好，那所以表示说神要临到的时候，你是每个人都要，你不能够发出臭味，你要把身体洗干净嘛。
So the Lord is coming. We need to be respectful and we need to not smell bad and bathe ourselves and be clean.
好，那第二件事情，神要他们洗衣服。
The next thing they want, the God wanted to, them to do was wash their clothes.
要洗身体之后还要洗衣服。
After bathing their bodies, they needed to bathe, wash their clothes.
就是到说他们要穿这个干净圣洁的衣裳来朝见神的。
They needed to walk, well, wear clean and holy clothes to see the Lord.
那这跟诗篇96篇的第9节说，我们现在进到神的院里面，要以圣洁为装饰来敬拜神的。
Just like in Psalm 96 verse 6 says that we need to, verse 9, it says that we need to worship God in the beauty of his holiness and tremble before him.
对，就是在要以穿上圣洁的衣服，或者是以圣洁，就是身体我们的生命里面所呈现出来的这个圣洁，当作礼物来迎接神。
To dress ourselves in holiness or present our holiness as a present to the Lord.
好，那这是洗身洗衣服，第三件事情，其实在第15节特别强调的。And
the third thing they needed to do is in verse 15.
第15节说，第三天要预备好了，要不可以亲近你了。Be
ready for the third day. Do not come near your wives.
表示说，你那个心要节制，这个时候要。 保持心灵的你的那个专注，禁止你的欲望。
They needed to have self-control and put all of their concentration and heart on the Lord.
所以你看现在神的要求，要百姓做好准备，从你自己身体的干净到你穿上的衣服，那包括我们心里所想的，神都要求的。
And so we see what God required in preparation. It was the physical cleanliness of the body, the cleanliness of the clothes, and even a heart.
所以今天我们说要能够真的看到神，我们都很期待说，我们能够跟神亲近，那神也能够向我们显现，这就是我们要做的。And
so today we desire to be close to the Lord, and to do so, we must do the same thing.
从内心开始。
Start from the heart.
我们的心要干净清洁。Our
hearts need to be clean and pure.
所以清心的人才可以见到神。Those
in only the pure in heart can see God.
然后接下去，我们的身体要干净。Next,
our physical bodies need to be clean.
就是说，我们不要去做一些恶事，去干犯我们自己的身体，让我们身体变成不洁，而且发出臭味。
Let us not do evil things that defile our bodies and bring about bad odor.
不要犯罪啊。Let
us not sin.
然后要穿上这个干净的衣服，圣洁的装饰，这是我们要真的好的行为表现在世人眼前。Next,
we need to wear clean clothes, which means we need to adorn ourselves with good actions.
这是神要求我们的部分，那我们如果做到了，其实神一定跟我们显现的，我们会觉得说神跟我们同在。
These are the requirements of God, and if we do so, God will be with us, and we will see Him with us.
好，这是百姓每个人都要做的哦。This
is what all the people needed to do.
好，那现在神特别要摩西做这个准备。Now
God told Moses to make the special preparation.
第12节跟13节。Verse
12 and 13.
你要在这个西乃山的四围划界限。You
shall set bounds for the people all around Mount Sinai.
对，这个界限一定要很清楚啊，让他知道说，哎，这个过去。 不行，这个是神都不可以超越的。The
boundary need to be very clear that you can't cross this. God says you can't cross it.
好，然后接下去他要警告百姓说，你要小心，你不可以上山，你不可以摸，你不要试探神。Then
Moses needed to warn the Israelites, take heed to yourselves that you do not go up the mountain or touch its base.
好，然后第12节后面又说，如果你干犯神的命令，会有什么结果？And
it also gives us what the consequence is going to be at the end of verse 12.
所以。 他一定要讲得很清楚，神是怎么处理的，你相信人就不会去做了。Moses
needed to state very clearly what was the consequence of the action, and so that they wouldn't do it.
摸的人，摸这山的是要治死他的。Whoever
touches the mountain shall surely be put to death.
啊，治死他，你的手还不能够碰到这个犯罪的人。Not
a hand shall touch the one who sins.
用石头打，或者是用箭把他射透，不管怎么样，你就是不要去跟他有。 有关联，是连到他的身体。
They needed to be stoned or shot with an arrow, just no matter what, and don't touch them.
然后在这个时候，其实神也要让他们知道说，神的法则是什么时候，什么时候神可以允许他们做什么事。
And God was trying to show them what they could do at what time.
对，就是在角声拖长的时候。
It was when the trumpet sounds long.
好，所以第十三节后面说。 脚声拖长的时候，他们才可以到山根来山脚下来。Only
when the trumpet sounds long were they able to come near the mountain.
表示说，神给他们画界限，其实都有一个时间性的。So
these boundaries also had a time limit.
啊，那他们是可以到山脚下，但是不可以登到山上去啊。They
were able to come to the foot of the mountain. They couldn't climb the mountain.
这个就是，其实神对他的百姓的要求都很清楚，而且都很合理的。So
God's requirements for His people were very clear and reasonable.
今天如果我们相信神的人，我们对神所告诉我们的这个界限，我们会很乐意遵守的，不会去挑战他。For
those of us who believe in God, we will also accept the boundaries of God and not cross it.
因为其实神给我们设定这些界限，都为我们着想过的，而且为我们好。Because
these boundaries that God has set are for our own good.
那这个都有一个时间。And
there is a time limit to them.
因为到最后。 当我们人如果敬畏神以后，你就很自然，你不会去觉得说这个划界线是对有一个束缚，而且你觉得说，本来就是应该这样子啊。神不要讲，你也不会去做。And
the when we believe for a long time, then we will feel like these boundaries are not limitations for us, but there are things that we wouldn't want to do anyway.
你会看到神的爱，你不会看到神限制我们的自由。You
will see the love of God, and not that God is limiting our freedoms.
好。 那有关于这个神要降临的时候，我们要做预备哈。这个阿摩斯书第四章啊，特别强调说，我们要预备自己迎接神。And
so we need to prepare ourselves to see God, like it says in Amos chapter 4.
好，那刚才我们讲过的，那这到启示录第十九章的时候啊，他特别提到说，那个这个羔羊要来迎娶这个新妇哈，那我们要装饰整齐，预备好了啊，迎接他来到。
In Revelation 19, it says that the bride is waiting to receive the bridegroom, so we need to be prepared in that way as well.
好，那主耶稣他说他要在众民眼前再一次的降临。And
so God says that He will appear, He will be before the people.
啊，就是众民要看见启示录第一章里面就特别声明了，他要驾云降临哈。
He will descend in a cloud.
对，驾云就是好像人家驾车一样，那控制那个云，怎么下来，多快，他控制的。He
controls the speed as of how long it takes for him to descend.
好，那所以在启示录你就看到那个人子是坐在云上面的。And
so in Revelations we see that the Son of Man is sitting above the clouds.
主耶稣最后也要在众人的眼前这样子。
And Lord Jesus will also appear to us in glory in the end.
那现在神对他的选民也是很清楚的，这个圣的跟俗的界限也画得很好的。And
the Lord also set the boundaries of the holy and unholy very clearly.
所以以西结书事实上特别讲到这个祭司一定要知道什么是圣的，什么是俗的。
And so in Ezekiel, it makes it very clear that the priest needed to know what is holy and not holy.
那要，而且后来在立位记里面，祭司他要把圣的、俗的、洁净的、不洁净的把它分别出来的，不可以搞错。So
the in Leviticus, it also says that the priest needed to very clearly know what was clean and unclean.
那如果我们对神所说的话都记住，而且真的是实践，我们很熟练的知道说，这个可以，这个不可以，你不会搞错。
And so if we are very familiar with the words of God, then we won't be confused as to what is right and what is wrong.
好，那今天我们如果是祭司，而且我们是圣洁的国度，那当然对这个神要求的圣洁会很清楚的。And
so today, since we are priests and a holy nation, then we are very clear of what is holy and not holy, and what is right and wrong.
好，所以希望我们弟兄姐妹我们在生活当中都可以。 可以真的分辨什么是洁净的，什么是不洁净的。
So we hope that brothers and sisters can understand and know what is clean and unclean.
就好像 我们现在在网络上哦，你有时候会看到很多东西啊。
Online, we will see many things.
啊，有些事情好像看起来好像无伤大雅，好像也没有什么。
And some things might seem like they're not a big deal.
但是到最后你会发现，你的心会被它绑住。
But in the end, we will find that our hearts will be bound by them.
就好像今天，如果你喜欢看连续剧的
，For example, today, if you like to watch dramas,
你如果喜欢看那个脸书上的那些奇奇怪怪有的没有的
，Or read a lot of weird articles on Facebook,
或者是在 YouTube 或者现在他们的抖音里面有很多不同的那个 video clip， 其实很多东西它会让一些不好的影像观念进入我们的脑筋里面，其实我们最后会失去这个神要求的圣洁。
Or on YouTube or TikTok, there can be some concepts that are unclean that will enter into our hearts and cause us not to be clean in the sight of God.
我们一定要很 sensitive， 就是我们要很敏感的知道说这些东西其实很有可能就是魔鬼要引诱我们离开神的手段之一了。
And we need to be really sensitive to the fact that sometimes Satan uses these things to cause us to go astray.
一开始都觉得好像没有什么关系啊，好像没有什么大问题啊。
In the beginning, we always think that this is not a big deal.
但是久了以后，它你会变成落入一个习惯，那接下去你有可能就是会就好像那个人家钓鱼啊，用那个饵，你就上钩了，你就被勾住了，失去自由了。
But in the end, before we realize it, we're like a fish that has been caught onto a hook, and we lose our freedom.
好，这个叫做要知道神的界限。
This is what it means to know the boundaries set by God.
那十九章的第十六节，真的，现在神在火中降临，现在真的神来到了哈。
Now in verse 16, God has come down in the thick cloud.
真的是到第三天的早晨啊，现在不一样了，那一天不一样了，雷轰、闪电、密云、叫声，然后现在百姓全部都发抖了。
This was on the morning of the third day. There were thunderings, lightnings, and a thick cloud, and everyone was frightened and trembling.
神说的，这个时间定好了，一定会发生的。
God already said this was going to happen, and it absolutely happened.
不要去怀疑神所讲过的话。
Let us not doubt the words God has said.
好，那接下去，摩西率领百姓出营迎接神，站在山下。
Then next, Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain.
表示说，现在摩西代表带领百姓离开他们的营嘛，哈，到旷地里面去迎接神，真的就是现在要跟神相会了。
Now Moses was leading the Israelites out to meet with God, to be with God.
十八节就说，西乃全山冒烟了。
And in verse 18, Mount Sinai was completely covered in smoke.
那个冒烟就像火在烧啊，但是又不是火，但是他其实这个时候整个那个西乃山事实上是神在火中降临在山上的。
And so it was as if the mountain was on fire, but not truly on fire, but God had descended upon it in fire.
像烧窑一样，真的是像那个烟呢一直冒出来。
Smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace. It kept going.
那而且他说片山大大的震动。
And the mountain quaked greatly.
啊，那整个山呢、啊，整个山脉哈、啊，因为我们说那个何烈山呢、啊、是整个山脉嘛。那神降临那个山头叫做西乃山。
So the entire mountain range was like this, and God descended on Mount Sinai.
好，那第十九节。
Verse 19.
叫声渐渐的高又高。
The blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder.
好，那这个叫声渐渐的高而又高，其实表示说，这个时候好像是在行进当中，像神 marching on 一样的哈。越来越近这样。
And so this trumpet sounding louder and louder is as if the Lord was ascending nearer and nearer.
那个能力越来越强大。
And the power is getting stronger and stronger.
那摩西就说话，那神就回答他。
And Moses spoke and God answered.
那这个时候其实神跟摩西这样的关系，众百姓他们都亲眼看见嘛，也听到。就好像朋友在讲话。
And so the people were able to see the relationship of Moses and God with their own eyes. They were like friends.
然后神就叫摩西说，哎，你上山来。
And God says to Moses, you come up to the mountain.
然后摩西就上山，所以在众百姓眼前，摩西上西乃山顶上。
And so in the presence of all the Israelites, Moses went up.
好，那上了山之后，上山了嘛，哈。
So after Moses went up to the mountain.
啊，因为二十节说摩西就上去了。
And so verse 20 says he went up.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
现在上去的神就跟摩西说：“你按下去。”
And after he went up, God says to Moses, "Go down."
你就想说，那么当如果是我们，会觉得很奇怪，好不容易上来了，现在一上来之后，神就说：“你下去吩咐百姓，不可以过来到我面前观看哦。”
And we might think it's really weird that, you know, I just got up here. Why do I need to go down again? But after Moses goes up the mountain, God says to him, "Go down and warn the people, lest they break through to gaze at the Lord."
那为什么恐怕他们有多人死亡？
Why? Lest they perish.
就是说，神知道这个时候百姓他们会有好奇心的。
God knew that the Israelites would be, they would be curious.
而且，如果有人敢这样做，后面一定会很多人跟随。
And if there was anyone who was, who dared to go up the mountain, there would be many who followed.
所以我们要了解哈，群众有一个特质，就是他们会跟从那个带头的人去做。
A group of people has usually will follow their leader.
对，为什么说有群众有时候是盲目的？
And so, why do we say that the multitude was confused?
那个带头人很关键的。
The leader is really important.
那神特别跟摩西说，你下去哈，吩咐哦，不可以过来看哦，而且哈，第二件事情二十二节。亲近我的祭司一定要自洁，恐怕我忽然出来就击杀他们，他们都死光了。
So Moses tells, God tells Moses, go down and warn the people lest they break through. But a second thing is in verse 22, let the priests who come near to the Lord consecrate themselves.
那当然，这里那时候祭司哈，其实，在以色列百姓当中，在第十八章我们已经看到他们有组织的，有祭司，有那个千夫长、百夫长嘛哈，不同的。
So in verse in chapter 18, we see that there was an organization of rulers of thousands and tens and hundreds.
但是本来在以色列百姓当中，他们就有长老了。
But they already had elders among them at the time.
那他们那时候显然也有一些人是带头的啊，敬拜神的时候，祭司这个时候一般的就是 leader 啊，就是他们那个家族的首领啊，或者是整个那个。这个支派里面的那些长辈哈，很自然就扮演祭司的角色。
And so these priests were those who were leaders of the people at the time, leaders of their tribes, would very naturally end up becoming playing the role of the priest.
神要这些做领导人要自洁。
God wanted the leaders to sanctify themselves.
好，那但是摩西跟神说二十三节。
But Moses says to the Lord.
他说。不会啊，百姓他不能够上西乃山的，因为你已经吩咐我们说要遵守这个界限，叫山成圣了。
The people can't come up to the mountain because you warned us saying set bounds around the mountain and consecrate it.
好，那当时候其实神这样子特地要摩西再下去，我们看到的是神不要，甚至不要一个人，连一个都不可以死啊。
Now, God wanted Moses to go down the mountain because he didn't want even one of the Israelites to die.
那因为他知道，如果人犯罪，把他的话当作平常之后，会有什么后果？
Because he knew that if man sins and takes the word as just regular words of man, then there will be serious consequences.
所以公义的神，他在刑罚以前，他一定会讲清楚，而且再三的警告。
So this righteous God will make it very clear and proclaim his words.
好。那这个也就是他的爱，慈爱了。
This is also his love.
好，那所以公义又慈爱这个特质在神里面是最清楚的。
So this just and merciful God is very clearly shown.
这就是神的那个特质嘛，哈。
This is God's nature.
那我们神有时候就没有办法像这样子，因为我们人没有耐心。
And man is unable to be like this because we don't.
那有时候我们。讲不清楚
and we're unable to speak clearly sometimes.
那我们所考虑的又不够周到
and we are not don't think through things as clearly.
那所以其实最好的就是要按照神的指示
So the best thing to do is to do according to God's instruction.
神说什么就做什么
Whatever God says we should do.
因为神是圣洁的，他又是慈爱的
Because God is holy, but he is also loving.
他要求我们的一定是对的。
And what he requires of us will always be right.
祭司要分别为圣。
The priests need to consecrate themselves.
好，摩西认为说不需要了，已经讲过了。
So Moses said that I don't think it's necessary. We already talked. We already told the people.
但是神跟摩西说下去吧，24节。
But then in verse 24, the Lord says to him, "Away."
好，你下去，然后接下去你再跟亚伦一起上来。
Get down and then come up with Aaron.
好，那我们就看到说，神其实很了解百姓了。So
we see that God understood the people very well.
那神也是很有耐心的。And
he was very patient.
啊，那这个耐心也来自于他对百姓的爱。And
this patience comes for his love for his people.
啊，他也不怕麻烦。
He's not afraid of extra work.
啊，就是他就要摩西说，你就下去。
He just said to Moses, "Go get down."
下去再上来了。
Get down and then come back up.
那如果是以我们现在很多事情都以这个有效率的想法，都觉得说啊，没有必要啊，浪费时间。
A lot of times we think about efficiency. We say it's not necessary. It's wasting time.
但是其实没有这个。如果神所说的绝对不会浪费时间，绝对不是不需要，一定要。
But God's word will never waste time. Whatever He says, we need to do.
好，那。 那接下去神说，你再上来的时候，这次带亚伦来。And
he says, "When you come back up, bring Aaron with you."
好，那这个时候其实也是埋下这一个伏笔。接下去神要指派亚伦作为大祭司了。And
this was because God was going to make Aaron the high priest.
在神的眼中，亚伦现在是特别的。Now
Aaron is special in the eyes of God.
好，那这个就是神的安排。
And this was the arrangement of God.
25节，那摩西就下到百姓那里去了，就把神所讲的再讲一次。So
Moses went down to the people and spoke to them again.
好，那当然下去还要再上来嘛。So
he went down, but he also needed to come back up.
好了，那在上来的时候，这个在上去的时候，那在这当中就是第二十章里面讲的神宣告的十诫。And
when he went back up, then we go to verse 20, where God gives them the Ten Commandments.
那个就是第十九章里面神准备所有的一切，为了要宣告诫命，然后接下去要告诉百姓他对所有的他属他的人的要求。These
are all the preparations prior to chapter 20, where God gives the people all of His requirements.
好，那接下来我们这一章就到这里哈，25节结束。This
ends chapter 20. Chapter 19, 25 verses.
接下来要来看第二十章。Now
we're going to look at chapter 20.
就是神所宣告的这个十诫。
These are the Ten Commandments.